Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship, and we're here to have another wonderful program. This is Saturday, and the first Saturday of the month, so this is Saturday Night Live on the Lightship, and the month is March. So we'll be going there maybe 10, 15 minutes, and we can just see if we have anything on the fast chat that people might want to share. We can do a mind-to-heart drop here, so if you haven't done this before, or heard about it, this is a very simple way to become heart-centered and being put into the zero time on the timeline that you live in. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down into your heart. And remember, when you're in your heart, you won't be able to have any real thoughts, so you won't be able to have a negative or positive thought, because what happens is that you become centered in peace. So you are in peace energy. Here we go. So I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. So, and we have to command your spirit, otherwise you'll be in the mind energy of the heart, which most people go into when they claim that they're heart-centered. They're in the mind of the heart. You don't want to be there. You want to be in source energy of the heart. You need to have your spirit that do this work for you. Here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Again, 10. 9, and you can feel your thoughts moving down. 8, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight, Carrie, and we will have questions later if you want to call in. So, Carrie, are you off there?
I am, yes. Hi, Ron, and good evening, everybody. So it's Station 2 that we're on tonight. So if you do want to call, 888-429-5471 or area code 530-513-6472, 530-513-6472. So, we do have an interesting question on the fast chat here, Ron, from Mike.
Okay.
First question of the night. And Mike's asking, how can we integrate our spirit on the clearings if we don't have one? So maybe we can figure out who would not have a spirit and then what you would do about that.
Hmm. Okay.
I think that's what he means.
Yeah, so... I assume that if you are a clone body listening to this program, and that could be possible, which means you would know that because you would not have any heart energy, and your body would run on robotic programs. So you'd actually be a clone 100% without the spirit with you. So you could maybe give me a call, and we could do a integration for you if you wanted to become created by the light. The light would take your body, that would be a program, and make it into a light body created by the light. It'll still have densities in it, but you might be better off than most humans. In fact, I think you'd be more better off if you are a clone and you had the light ship recreate your body, because you probably would not have any DNA in it as what most people here would have. And then they would give you a spirit. So your body would become created by the light, look the same that you are now, typically, and your spirit then would be with you. So hopefully that answered your question. And the other way, you know, if you're out of your body a lot, and maybe you had, you know, went to a party and never came home, you know, and you had too many drugs or, you know, whatever, and your spirit was forced out of your body by you, then you can always do a spirit retrieval and bring it back in. That might help you, but you have to kick out the entities first. Remember, your spirit will not come into you if it's full. It's like a glass of water, you know. If it's still full of entities, no way will ever have space to be with you. You need to get rid of the entities, so you want to do an entity clearing, and that's on the website, too, and, you know, get that. I'd probably get the unlimited one, because you're probably in pretty bad shape to the unlimited entity clearing. And each time you get rid of some of the entities, then all of a sudden your spirit would come back to you more and more. And eventually, you know, maybe you can have it with you the way most people would. So that's what I would recommend. Even just doing an entity clearing will help anybody out there, whether your body is created by aliens, like a robotic program or not. So it's always good to get rid of entities. That's one of the problems here. And you can see entities body hopping all the time into people. That's why their personality also changes, besides having the clone bodies come in, changing personalities too. But the main thing is entities probably hold the precedent here for having problems with people and being able to be conscious. It's the entities in you that's causing that. Back to you, Terry.
Okay, so Mike has clarified his question a little, and he says, if we sold our soul or spirit unknowingly, and he's saying he did a lot of partying as a teen, and he may have left his spirit in a bar. So the concern then there is that his spirit has left his body, that he started out with one, but it's not around anymore.
Yeah, then you'd want to get rid of the entities. But your spirit will know your body frequency. It knows that for sure for this lifetime. And just call it back. Your spirit will not do any type of body hopping into other bodies, although it could go into the different bodies from your soul family. So maybe if you did kick it out of your body, you were too wasted all the time, then maybe it went into the people in your soul family because they needed a place to go to. So then you could, just bring it back to yourself. And maybe, I don't have a clearing for that up, I don't think, that I can recall, to have your soul family reconnect to you with the body that the people have to bring back your spirit into your body from the humans that are living because your spirit was abandoned. So it could be in soul family members, too. So if it was done that way, you need to I'd probably just get on and do the special clearing. And just request that your spirit get returned to you from the soul family members that are holding your spirit because you kicked it out of your body. So back to you, Terry.
Okay, so I'm wondering if we're at a family get-together and we think this has happened to us, can we command our spirit to come back to us if we're in the room with the relative that or soul family member that it's gone into?
Yeah, that could probably help too, but remember, your soul family could have 1,000 or more people in it.
Could
be spread out quite a bit, and just the ones that are more closer to you, it could have been in those energies too, but it could be much more complicated, than what we're talking about, but that would help. Yes, your spirit normally would go into something, or it could be walking just outside of you waiting for you to bring it back in again. Remember, you have to clean yourself out first. That's why the website is so good, because you can become proactive to regain you back over again. This is all that we do on the website, is bring you back into wholeness. It's all about your spirit coming into your body and what's in your body preventing that. That's what we're here to get rid of. Back to you, Terry.
Okay. Liz is asking how the entity clearing is done, whether it's through the website or on phone calls. So maybe you can describe, both those ways work. So, Ron, do you want to describe what the difference is between the two?
It's much more effective to do it on the website, only because you could, maybe do it a couple of times or so. If I do it in person, it takes a lot longer. And the website is much more efficient that way to do that. And definitely do the unlimited if you're dealing with problems. In fact, I would say everybody on this planet should have the unlimited entity clearing so that you can get rid of these emotional bodies out of you, not of people around you. It's very, very important. And that's what Jesus was noted for, is to cast out spirits out of people, which is the emotional bodies. The churches may have made it into demons or something, making it more scary, and those exist also, but mainly it's getting rid of the entity, the people who passed on, who lived, and want to share your body. So this is the body-sharing problem that we have here. So that's what he's noted for, is to make people more whole by getting rid of the spirits that were inside of them. So that's, you know, one of his main things that he was doing here. And it's still valid today. In fact, there's probably more stuff happening to us right now than there was at the time of Jesus. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Cindy's writing on the fast chat here that your audio is echoing a bit, Ron. So BBS, if you're listening, if there's anything you can do about that, that would be great. I'm not sure if there is or not. Ron's on a cell phone tonight, so the audio is a little bit different.
So you're all good to me, Carrie. You sound perfectly fine.
Yeah, you sound fine to me, too. Okay, thanks. Great, thanks. So, Ron, Mike is asking about the seven generational entity clearing. Is that a good one to do also?
Well, first do the original one, you know, and get the unlimited and keep doing that one. I don't know if the seven generational would be that beneficial. It could be. But that would mean that you'd have to go back into your parents' history and to see if their eyes were, you know, glossy or dulled out or not even having anything home in their bodies either. But they're like zombies. Were they druggies, okay? Mainly that's what we deal with here is if we didn't have any drugs here, then we wouldn't have any druggies and people would not be drugged out, kicking out their spirit. That's about the only way you can get it out of your body is to have drugs. And other than that, if you're like completely tortured or in fear all the time, then your spirit will leave you, or maybe if you're in chronic pain all the time. But the main thing that we have here is addictive tendencies, and that can force your spirit out. So if your parents were wasted all the time, I guess using that term, or druggies, and you're a druggie baby, you might want to do the seven generational clearing, at least on your parents, maybe even grandparents. But probably past that, I don't think drugs are that much of a big deal, you know. All that I can perceive is that if you're a child from maybe parents in the 60s and 70s, possibly, maybe even 80s, I don't know. You know, I'm out of the drug scene completely, but I know when I was younger, that was the thing that all the kids were doing was smoking pot. And then it went into harder drugs, probably. But, you know, if your parents were druggy parents, then more than likely there's a problem, and you could have that passed on to you, remember, because their lifestyle is passed into yours. So the seven generation would definitely take care of that. But I don't foresee that it's needed a whole lot. But look at your parents. Were they druggy? That's the bottom line. If the answer is yes, you know, and you look at them now, or maybe they're dead. Were they dysfunctional? Were their eyes always glossed over? Were they smoking pot a lot or taking hard drugs or whatever? If that answer is yes, then, yeah, the seventh generation would work. But typically, that'd probably only be for very, very few people. And so I don't think it would, you know, if you were to ask me if that's needed, you know, for maybe one out of a million people, probably that would be the problem. So back to you, Carrie, especially if you were conceived when they were drugged out. You know, that would be bad, too. What could have come into their body and also jumped into the fetus, okay, during that process? So if you did have druggy parents, then that's you may want to do that clearing. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and Liz is asking, how much of us is light and how much is cloned?
Well, it depends where you are with the cloned energy. You know, it all depends. See, the cloned body that is probably listening to me right now is 100% cloned. And how much of your spirit is in that body, a little piece of your spirit, and how much is it awakened? So it's a question that's a little more difficult to answer, because you're having me, in a sense, say that, well, I got maybe one millionth of me with the clone body. Now, how awake is that one millionth piece of me? Okay? And that's how you have to look at it. And it may not be too much, or maybe a lot. Most people with a clone body, if they, you know, if that spirit's awakened in them, then you could be, you know, upwards of maybe 85% awakened with that cloned body, with that little piece of spirit in it. But the whole other parts of you are in the beyondo. And that's the problem that we have here. And all the cloned bodies will have you know, you can get a higher spirit consciousness, but it'll still be that one little grain of sand. It's not going to be the totality of you. But you can make that one grain of sand fully conscious in that cloned body. So that's a little another way of looking at it. And as you keep doing the different calls that we have during the week, if you're on those conference calls, you start collecting more of you, and then all of a sudden you start to change. Because then you're beginning to come into more of your own self as you get rid of the entities and the cordings and the cloned bodies that are taking up your space. Each time you do a clearing, even on the website, even the clearing that you do on the website gets rid of the cloned body, and you start collecting more of you. So it's like having a savings account. The more you do, the more conscious you're going to be, and the better you're going to feel. The bottom line is, how do you feel? And as you start getting more clear, you feel better. Why are you feeling better? It's because the clone bodies have probably most of your problems, along with the cordings and the entities. So get rid of those things, and the real you is probably perfect. You just need to keep working on yourself. But if you don't keep working on yourself, then you're going to be like a regular person out there that's messed up. So you need to regain yourself. It's not something that you can click your fingers or mentally think you can do this. Because if that would have been the case, your parents would have done it, and your ancestors would have definitely done it a long time ago. But since that was not the case and they could not do it, you need the light ship to help you. So most people are completely disempowered here, and that's why you're still here. That's why you missed the ascension last time of Jesus. Everybody on this planet missed that ascension, and there's a lot of people here that missed it. Why did they miss it? Because they had false teachings, or the dark side came in and it took them sideways into a parallel universe. So the fact that you're listening to me means that you lost out on the last ascension. And how many have you missed out on before that? Like I said, if you've been here 50,000 years, you know, I mean, you missed out on 25. Going on the next one, you're going to miss 26 too. It's up to you to do the work. That's what Jesus was talking about. You need to clean yourself up, become like a baby. And it's real simple. And just look at it. If you could be like yourself when you were first born, with that spirit energy with you, then you'd be in good shape, being out of mind energy. Remember, the thought is what's bringing you into the darkness. And that's what people choose, and you get taught that. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Liz is saying that someone once claimed that they returned all the parts of her spirit, and she's wondering if that was a dark side practitioner telling her that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody, if somebody were to be completely in their body, I would say no, it wouldn't be. I have heard of somebody who was doing a lecture one time, who the person was, I don't know, and all of a sudden they just disappeared on the stage or something. You know, that's just another dark side trick. Because you can't get out of here unless you do the ascension, because you're stuck here for a 2,000-year stay. That's part of the reason why you have a natal chart. I don't think that anybody can leave here for that window of opportunity unless the light ship is here to take them to their home base energy, because we're still controlled by darkness here. If the planet was different, then you could leave whenever you chose to. But because we're in the natal chart and the mind-controlling energies, the aliens and the ship clouds and everything else that's here, the particular clouds and you know, the underground clone bases, et cetera, all the stuff that's here, it's very hard to get out of here because they want to keep you as food and energy. So you're actually, you know, you're on the plate in front of them, and it depends what type of energy they want to take off of that plate. So that's the process here. That's the ascension process. We have the ascension process only because you're in darkness on the other planets. They don't really need it. It happens anyway. The ascension, because the universe has to get turned off and on. But aside from that, they don't need to have ascension, because they can leave whenever they choose to during that 2,000-year cycle. But for us here, we need a way to get out of here, and that's why they have ascension here. So back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then Cammy is wondering, and this is probably from when you were mentioning about the seven-generational entity clearing. She's asking, do entities transfer from DNA or through DNA?
They can, yes, And they can also, but remember, the DNA is different programs. That's how you have to look at it. The DNA first creates your body, whatever part of the DNA does that. But then after that, what's hidden inside of there? And what are the invisible strands that you know nothing about that you can't detect, okay? All they can detect, you know, what the microscope will say is that the strands of DNA will say that typically are going to make your body. Then you have everything else that they know nothing about. But what about the ones that you can't see? And how are those affecting you? So you have a lot of invisible DNA that the aliens gave you that's undetectable. Hold on, you held captive here. And so all that stuff should be taken away completely. And that's the problem, is that you don't need DNA to live here. You need it to reproduce. But other than that, you don't need it for anything else. Once your body's made, you don't need that. Because actually the DNA is giving you probably your aging process. So why would you want to have it activated in a West, you're grown up to cause your death from aging, and your hair turning white or gray, and your skin getting kind of floppy, you know, and then you have breakdowns of the body, and then as you get 100 years of age, probably you're going to be dead. So why would you want to have something that's going to kill you? That's not of the light. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Larry is wondering, he's asking, can't the aliens get light from chlorophyll, like chlorophyll in green plants instead of us?
I don't know. That one I can't answer, Larry. I don't know. You know, depends what they, why they chose to pick on humans, you know. And sometimes they get animals, but normally it's humans because you're thinking. So they just are choosing to do this to us. I don't have the real answer of why that they pick on humans, but they do.
Yep, they do. So, Lewis is wondering, how many clones does an average person go through in a day?
That's another one hard for me to answer. I would say that typically you probably go through a clone every 10 minutes. If you're highly agitated and upset, you're probably running through them, you know, maybe every minute. Because remember, when you're agitated, all of a sudden you're like a feeding frenzy to these people. So they're going to keep popping in other alien races, clones of you continuously because they all want to get a piece of the pie, okay? And that's what they live off of, is the piece of you that you're emitting out of your body as far as energy. So they're just like energy vampires, and that's what they want. And, there's other things too that they do with you, but as far as the basic one that's real easy to talk about, they just live off of your emotional energies. Now, if you're in pain, they'll live off of that too, but I think most people probably are not in pain compared to emotional situations and traumas. So it'd be awful if everybody had pain in their bodies. That would be really upsetting. But most people probably are not in pain. And naturally, also if you had clearings done from the website, then you may notice that your pain is starting to leave you because you're getting more spirit energy in you. And your spirit doesn't normally understand the darkness, so it'll just bring in peace energy to you as it integrates with you, which won't have pain in it. So that's one reason why you want to do clearings, is to get more back of yourself that was not with you, because that energy that you're dealing with has forced your spirit out of your body. So as far as, you know, how many do you have? I'd say probably every 10 minutes you're probably changing clones. And you can notice it. If you're really astute, you can start noticing as you blink your eyes, maybe your body jerks, or maybe you feel a shift in consciousness. You know, because they have to materialize a new life for you. And people who are pretty astute and aware can actually see a change. And you'll probably see it more in people. And so just kind of watch people around you. But, you know, it really takes a high awareness to see it, because they slip in a brand new reality And you got to look for the imperfections in it to see what's really going on as they go from one particular scene to the other. I'm sure that you're probably all aware of movies. So when you have movies on film, the new ones I'm not sure about, but I think they all have this. I'm pretty sure they do. If you look on the, I think the upper right-hand side of the movie, when you go to a theater, you're going to see some round circles coming about whenever the film needs to be changed. And that's the cue point because they duplicated it twice. One on the new projector, we'll say, and one on the old one. So I think they have them lined up. And when they see these happening, then the projectionist is automatically keyed in that they probably maybe have 10 to 15 seconds to turn on the new projector. And it's in sync with those particular circles. And then all of a sudden, one gets turned off and one gets turned on. So they have a new reel playing. So you might know that, but if you don't, that's what look for that in the movies. I think it's on the upper right-hand side of the picture. You're going to see something up there. It could be on the bottom, too, on the bottom right. But it's on the right-hand side, and that's the cue points for the projectionist to set the new reel of film in place so that it will work. And that way they won't run out of film. I mean, you keep going with the new reel. That's what they do. So it's real hard for you to sometimes see the overlap of the two realities shifting. But it does happen. Remember, this is how they are using you from one alien race to another, because they have to be able to bring you out and into reality. So back to you, Carrie.
All righty, and Neet is mentioning that some people pick up entities from meditation and astral projection. Even if there are no drugs involved. And Liz is saying, I think I picked up a lot from yoga and meditation. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that.
Well, yeah, maybe other things too. You know, the you'd have to find somebody or a group of people that meditate and watch their eyes, you know, before they go into meditation and watch it afterwards. So, you know, that would be correct. What I perceive most people do when they go into a meditative state, they're escaping from this reality. Instead of taking drugs or having a bunch of alcohol to numb themselves out to escape from reality, they're just meditating, and they're going into beyondo, being out of their body. So that would be correct, yeah. And then who's protecting your body here? Yeah, especially the guided meditation. And all of a sudden, you're out of your body, so you can watch people. And I mentioned this before on shows, you know, normally when you go into that type of situation, the person who's doing the meditative, scenario here, who's talking to you, walking you through meditation, on a guided meditation, they'll first, you know, have you, in a sense, ground your body to the earth somehow, which is kind of ridiculous, trying to hold you here. By doing so. So they're actually commanding your spirit and to go inside of the earth someplace. So right away, that's kind of a dumb thing to do, or putting an energetic cord down to the earth. You know, you all know what this is like if you visited people or meditated. And then from there, they give you maybe a half an hour situation to where you're going somewhere in the beyondo, maybe going up a mountainside and, you know, meeting guys and they're talking to you, et cetera. Well, you're completely out of your body in the beyondo. And then always at the very end of the meditation, they'll kind of tell you, well, be here now, wiggle your feet, you know, take a deep breath, you know, and then open your eyes slowly or whatever like that. And if you notice some people in some groups, you're going to find that maybe out of maybe 50 people, if they're meditating together, you're going to be kind of awake looking around because you're back here now after you did your journey to get out of your body, to get rid of your consciousness here, to be in the real now. And you look around and maybe there's somebody who's still out of it. So naturally they'll probably talk again about wiggling your feet and, you know, moving your body. And the person might just be sitting there because they're in the beyondo. And somebody will come up to them and kind of like tap them on the shoulder or rub their, you know, their leg or something, or, you know, tap their foot, which will startle them, and then they'll eventually jerk They have a crash landing now because they came back here. And then they open their eyes up and they watch, and maybe everybody's looking at them because they're the last one back. And then they thank you for having the meditation. People say, oh, man, that was a great meditation, man. I got a hug with my guides, and I saw this, and I saw that, and I feel wonderful. Well, it's just a way to escape reality here. What are you doing to your body? Well, did all of you come back, number one? Did your conscience only go to one place and the rest of you went somewhere else? How many entities did you pick up in the process? And then, it can go on and on and on. Is it good? Well, no. Who's protecting your body? It's up to you to stay in your body to protect it. You know, it'd be interesting if somebody were to do an experiment with a baby, which, you know, I don't want to suggest this at all, but they get a picture of a baby and then startle them to death so they pop out of their body and just see if their bright eyes turn black, okay, or dark-colored, you know. Normally that doesn't happen because the spirit's really hanging on to that baby, that body, because it doesn't want to get it out. It doesn't want to leave that because it knows that it has to be here. But then it gets taught mind energy, and the mind energy forces that spirit out of the body because mind's taken over. But it would be interesting to see that change. I'm not saying somebody to do that to their child or something, but that would be interesting to watch it, if that could be done. And it'd probably scare the hell out of you if you actually saw a baby's eyes turn black instantly because the spirit wasn't there, or dark in color, or like it's dead. So anyway, so is meditation good? Well, if you don't leave your body, it'd probably be fine. A lot of people do that. They try to count their breathing and stuff. Nothing's wrong with that, but when you leave your body, then at that point, you know, you're out there. And the whole thing is, if through the mind of heart drop in 20 seconds, you probably accomplished what you really wanted to do for that whole, you know, half an hour of trying to get out, and connect to something to get relief. Once you do the mind of heart drop, you're at peace. So all different ways to look at it. If you're looking for peace, then you see the mind of heart drop 20 seconds through there. And then you can even do that when you're walking physically and be completely alert here looking at things. Instead of going off into some mountaintop where you see a guy with a gray beard who's counseling you on your life or something, you know. Because you want to be here, so why not it be in peace where you're living? Thank you, Gary.
All righty. It's almost 12:30, Ron. I don't know if you want to go to the light ship yet, but I just want to let you know that Nikki was asking if we can go into the spirit room when we do go to the light ship. We have another question if you want me to ask that first.
Yeah, I guess we can do one more about if it's related, yes. Uh-huh.
It's about the clone call and timeline, so we can do that afterward if you'd prefer.
That'd be better, because we have people probably in Europe listening.
Yeah.
So everybody, we're going to go to the light ships. If you have any animals, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, you know, if you have a dog or cat, a lot of times it's like coming up anyway, so, you know, you might want to bring them over to you, put them in your lap. You can do that even after you're on the call, you know, doing this right now for a couple of minutes or so. And that's also true on the conference calls. You can always move around and pick up your animal or pet, and they love it, too, if they're not around you. So here we go. And if you have a birdie, that'd be great, too. So here we go. We'll take them up on the light ship. I'll count to five to go up. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And for the new people listening, the light ship is what Jesus talked about going to the Father. So this is what's up there right now is healing rooms to help you to get rid of the densities from you. And there's also quarantine rooms, too, so where you can't go to the light ship. So here we go. We're going there now. And all your emotional body and everything else stays here because that was never created by source energy. But that's the energies that hold darkness that they don't want it there. So here we go. And they won't accept it either. So going up, that's why you're going to quarantine. So we're there now. Let's go into the spirit realm, since somebody mentioned that. And this is where you were created. And so we're going to bring that into you. Remember, when you go to the light ship each time, they have to bring up your spirit energy that's in your body 100% to have a healing on you. So they do bring you and the twin flame of you together. So this is the whole part of you. But they can't heal you unless you're whole. Now, when you come down here, your healing will last according to your belief system, which is all your ancestors' beliefs, not just what you have right now. So all their beliefs and thoughts about healing, about the light, everything else, which is probably going against what you believe now, is going to interfere with your healing. But on the light ship, you are fixed. And here we go. And if you have any entities that hop into you down here, that could take away your healing energies too. So this is what the problems are while living here. That's why you want to clean yourself up physically when you're living here. But on the light ship, you are fixed. So here we go. We're going into that room. I'll count to five to bring in your spirit in total. One, two, three, four, and five. And you should be feeling the energy coming into your body a little stronger here. Right now we're going into another room, and I see the color of orange, so we're going to the orange healing room. And again, you have to request healing, so just request one healing. And this part of the light ship healing will only work on people listening live on VBS radio. If you have an archive on, you will feel peace energy. If you think that you're going to the light ship by listening to this on an archive, you're not. And don't ask to go because you won't be taken up. So here we go, going into the orange room. Here comes the energy. You're standing on a disc that's underneath your feet, one's on top of you. The energy is flowing in and out of your cells of your body. Here we go, one, two, three, four, and five. And next we're going into the room that has the hot tubs, and this time it's the golden gel. A lot of different colors, but we normally have a lot of gold and silver and sometimes other colors, but this is the golden gel now. So request healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And if you brought any animals up or pets, or if you want to do a visitation, we'll go into their room here where they are. This is a different part of the light ship where these particular little beings go to. And we're there now watching them. So if you do happen to see different types of animals, there, and you may even see some alien type of animals that we don't know about here on this planet. Be alien to you, but it wouldn't be darkest aliens. They're also having healing treatments. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And going into one other room here. Let's go into the room that deals with, looks like we're going to deal with tailbone. So if you have any tailbone concerns, request healing. So here comes this energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And now we're going into another location. And they're going to be working with our heart, our physical heart. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And also we'll do some blood work on us here, check out our blood, and they will balance that for us, too, for what we need right now, this present moment, and also nutrients. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And since we're on the light ship now, and we're at the first part of the month of March 2012, what we're going to do now is go into the food court. And this is for people who were born this month. And we'll have a birthday party, and the female choir is coming, the Light Being Choir. They'll be singing happy birthday to us. And we're going now to the food court where they have desserts. So whatever you would like to have is probably there. I look for the driven chocolate cake and the hot fudge and the nuts and the whipped cream and the ice cream and some chocolate drizzle, maybe some caramel drizzle on it. Some people like to get the... I think the raspberry chocolate cake, but there's a lot of stuff up there. But when you get it, it's a little small portion, and like the size of a pencil eraser on a plate. And you look at it and you go, what is this? So you get a fine glass, which will make it look larger, and you can see how it is. And but it's high energy. If you notice the orc field on it, that is emitting, it's probably about a 3-inch diameter, and it's quite nice. So here we go. It's like glowing. And we're going to have that now going underneath our tongue. So you might feel your saliva changing. And we're having that now. We can get seconds and thirds if you wish. And you may have to feel your body getting filled up. And that happens a lot with people. So they're singing happy birthday to you, everybody. So we're all having a birthday for every little party for everybody that's there enjoying the cake. And what they have there, it's kind of like what we have here as far as the type of food, but it's much, much smaller portions, and it's all nutritious. Okay, let's go into another location. So happy birthday, people. And we'll go into another location. Let's go into where they have the, I'm seeing birds. So let's go into the bird room. I'm seeing, like, maybe parakeets and some parrots here. Pecans, so this is very nice. So some are very large. We can fly on them, actually. We can ride on their back. Some are really, really big birds. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you notice, as they're flapping their wings, you don't feel any air movement. You know, you're not being, you don't even feel any wind in there. They're just moving the wings, and they're moving instantly around. So it's quite something to have that experience. And we'll go on another location and again request healing, because they'll do healing work on you as you're having this experience here. And we'll go into where the bumblebees are, and they're very, very nice, very beautiful in color. And you can feel the fur on them, about 3 inches in length, and having that experience right now. So the people in the Down Under will go to the kangaroo room, and we'll see the koala bears, and there's even some anteaters. But they don't eat ants, but they look like anteaters. And it may make your body kind of tickle a little bit as they put the little snout on you to take away negative energy. So it's just kind of think of an elephant with their little nose kind of touching you. So if you do have goosebumps, they're suggesting you have a problem released. This is what they're doing. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and again, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. They have a room if you have anything going on with you inside of your mouth. Maybe you have a tooth that's hurting. Maybe you have a gum problem or a jaw problem, a tongue problem. They're working with you right now on that, so do request healing. Sometimes I bring up rooms that they work with us on, but normally it's for you to request a healing. So they're doing that right now for us. And still working on your tailbones. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're bringing more of that spirit energy of you. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And is there any requests there, Carrie, that we can do before we come back?
Yes, there are actually quite a few, Ron. Tina was wondering if we could go into the horse room, Micah, the crystal room, Shane, the white light room. She is looking for pink elephants. Lisa, the flower room.
What? We'll go to the flower room here. And here we go. The big flowers are coming. What I'm seeing is big orchids right now and also sunflowers. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and some tulips, too. And we'll go into the elephant room. Stronger, 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 and stronger, and horses. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and the crystal room. So you have a choice. There's many types of crystals. We'll go into where they have, I guess it's hematite or hematite. I don't know the exact pronunciation, if it's long E or not, but we'll go into this room here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And the white light room. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And anything else, Carrie, before we come back?
I know somebody had, before we went up, was asking for the spirit room, and I can't remember if you've done that already.
Yeah, I did that twice so far.
Oh, sorry. Okay. People are just commenting on what kind of cake they were eating and seeing various things. I don't think I've missed anything. Somebody was noticing white unicorns. Let me just quickly go back real quick and see. Oh, pink dolphins.
Yeah, pink dolphin. Let's go into the pink dolphin room. Here we go. So, 1, and there's 3 dolphins. 2, 3, four and five. You can put your hands out in front of you if you wish, and palms facing forward, and maybe go out about a foot from your body, maybe a little bit more, it depends, and you can actually feel the presence of the dolphins. You're going to feel the energetic transfer of energy. And their skin is very, very slick. So here we go. We're going to one other room here. I'm looking here what some people are in. Let's see here. Oh, okay. We got a room. This is in the water again. And we have, like, manta rays there. And so people are actually on the top of one of the manta rays, and they're moving all around with it, kind of like being on a magic carpet. And that is a lot of fun. So here we go, everybody. Let's go into that room and a large pool of water. Water is crystal clear. You can see forever underneath there, the other fish. And here we go. We're going for a ride on the, I guess, the manta rays. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And there's also turtles there if you want to also go on a turtle, a sea turtle, and they can move around too. A little bit slower, though, but they still move.
Mm-hmm.
And since we talked about turtles, if you want to go on a rabbit, you can. Rabbit room, you can ride on a rabbit. Here we go. They'll do healing. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So we'll come back now from the white ship. And whatever you brought up is coming with you. So we're coming back down. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, there we go. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Just regrouping here.
In fact, if any of you out there have a chance to actually pet one of those type of stingrays or something, manta rays, I guess, is whatever they are. I've done it a couple times. Ones that I petted were maybe, let's say, a couple foot in diameter. I did that in New York a couple of places. It's incredible. They're very soft, and, I mean, it's like an experience that you, it's nice to have because you remember that completely, their gentleness that they have. So anyway, a real nice experience for me, one of my more remembered experiences that I have here. So back to you, Carrie.
That's nice. Yeah, I've done that too. I can't remember where it was, but they do have a really interesting feel to their skin, and they're very graceful, gentle animals. So we've got quite a few questions that were typed in before we went up to the lightship, so we're going to, I guess this will switch the tone again back to clones and tricky situations. So the first one is, do the clone removal calls get us off timelines that clones are on?
Yeah, that's what we do. We take you off a particular timeline that would be dealing with a physical body issue. So I know we worked on many different body locations. I would guess probably maybe a dozen or so. Sometimes we repeat the same one for each call because people still need a little more work done. But, yes, we take you off of a timeline that the aliens are grabbing you on, bringing clones in, hundreds if not thousands of clones into you for that particular issue that you're dealing with. So, yes. Uh-huh. Is there more than what we take away from you? Yes. But I would probably venture to say that if you had a back problem and you did maybe 20 clone timeline removals, it might help you out a whole bunch. And that'll be coming up shortly. We should have the new clearing up for Prosperity, I think maybe up tomorrow. We'll find out. That's supposed to be in the works right now. And then also the special barcode that clearing should also be coming up. So we got two that's ready to be put on pretty quick here. They're probably 95% done. So back to you, Gary. And I got rid of the, in fact, give me an email. If you still see the barcodes and you go into the login page on Internet Explorer, you know, you see that white static in the background, let me know. But we turned off the blinking stars, and on my computer, it went away. So now it's just the stars are without being blinking off and on. So that may have caused the whole problem. So let me know if you have it.
Oh, good.
Barry?
Okay. Light ship question here. Robin is saying, I just saw a pink elephant. Do they usually show up pink?
They can, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. CMD is asking whether DNA was created by the Earth spirit.
No, it was not.
Okay. And then Beth is, I think I'm understanding this correctly. I wrote it down while we were up on the light ship, and it scrolled off now. But Beth is asking, is there a clearing for people who have less time than others?
Oh, boy. So your time's ending, huh? leave sooner. Anyway. So I guess what you mean is that time is going by too quickly for you. That would be the timeline that you're experiencing. So, yes, you could probably do a timeline crash on timelines that are going too quickly so you can slow them down. So, yes, so if you're finding yourself not having enough time in a day, that is what I would suggest doing. I think that would help because they're trying to prevent you from living a life here. And, that's probably what they're doing, and you could probably stretch the time out by doing a timeline crash on it. Anybody else have any suggestions, please enter that also, into the fast chat. We can read it if anybody has any other clues, if they've had that experience of running out of time. That's you, Carrie.
Okay, and then we had an interesting comment from Marie R., and she's saying that after the clone... The decloning call this past Thursday, 1 minute after that call, all the lights went off in her neighborhood, and then the phones were behaving strangely. yeah, so that's kind of interesting, huh?
So somebody contacted me today, I believe it was today, and they mentioned that they had their little laptop up, I think doing entity call, releases or something. Is it like a little notepad or something?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it just kind of got exhausted and turned off. So it got overworked.
That happened to mine during the night the other night. I left, oh gosh, I can't remember which one was running when I went to bed. And then, actually, what happened was in the morning, usually I can hit the space bar and it pulls up whatever screen was on, and then I get it going again. And it was only running one window, but I had five different clearings that I was, like, going back and forth between. And I hit the space bar to open the thing up again, and nothing was there. They'd all closed off during the night. So I don't know what that was about, but it doesn't usually do that, but... I don't know if the internet went down during the night or what. It was a little notebook thing, too, that I used.
Well, as long as the clearing is running, it should not go off of your screen.
Yeah, so I think my timer had timed out, though. So it was normal that it wouldn't be visually up. It's just when I clicked, there were no clearings there at all. So.
Very interesting. So that means that we're having an effect on the aliens because they're losing the programming. Of what they have done or trying to do to us or have been doing to us. That's why you may have some strange things happening like that normally would not occur.
Uh-huh.
Because by people doing timeline crashing and getting on the call to get rid of these things, you're interfering with their program.
Yeah.
I don't think nothing ever in the history of our planet have there ever been anything brought forth of pure light to get rid of these things out of here. And so they're wondering what's going on, probably. And, they're losing control of us because of what you guys are doing. And you may not know that because you're still living with a clone body, but you know that your life is getting better. And by knowing that, you know that the clones, the interaction of the negativity and stuff is being released. So you know, they're going to start to come around with other programs that may not be as bad as your past ones. So this is kind of what's happening, because some of these races are possibly wanting to come into the light, too. So they're seeing the choice of having the light around them and either being terminated or coming into the light. So this is a great thing that's happening here. So that's what I can say is things are changing, and you can see it happening around you. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, and then earlier in the show, Jeff had typed in that he is having the sensation lately of being everywhere at once, and he says he seems to be lost and is wondering what you recommend.
Just keep doing the Be Here Now clearing. Put your finger in front of you and see if your finger is straight ahead in front of your nose. You want to be in this timeline. So always check that. Just do the finger exercise. You can use two fingers, you know, and put one in front of your nose a few inches away, and your other one, your left hand will stay out in front, and just see where it falls. Or just take your left finger and point it straight up and see where it's going. If it's not directly on in front of your face, you know, in front of your nose, then you know that you're not here. So you want to move your finger to bring you back into this consciousness here. But if you're not here, then you're probably being taken to many, many places in the beyondo, which is what you should not be going to. And you want to get back here into this reality here, which has light in it. The other realities will have the false light. And you don't want to go onto the false light, because that's why you're still living here and didn't ascend 2,000 years ago. You want to be here now to get your energy connected to you from your spirit. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay. So there are a few other, let's see. Liz is saying she still is having the glittering stars on the website. She's wondering if that's bad, and she says it frequently crashes her computer. I guess it looks like Marcy wrote something down that she was doing. One window was totally gone that I was running. So looks like some other people are having computer problems.
You're having a problem with that. I might have fixed it. So if not, go into Firefox, okay?
Yeah.
It does Firefox perfectly, but Internet Explorer, I thought it got fixed this morning. Because I tried it, and I didn't have any glitching at all, stars moving around or something. And it may also depend on the age of your computer, too. So if you do have that, just go into Firefox and do your clearings there. And once you load the program onto your computer, as long as you did not change the page, okay, you can keep using it. So if you have a laptop and you want to take it to work with you, just keep it on, okay? And you can still do the clearing at work or even in your car. So that's what people can do, too. You know, is just leave it on. But don't change the page, because once you change the page, then you need to have the Internet connection. So once you're on the page, you don't need to have the Internet connection. It could go down, but you're still working with that one page. If there's a second page on that clearing, then don't change it, because that will probably take it out and you know, invalidate, stop the clearing, but leave the page up. And if you don't touch it at all, it'll keep running for the length of your clearing. If you have unlimited and you want to have something going on where you want to just go onto one of the pages that has spirit infusion, you can keep that running all the time. Just change the timer on it, and it'll keep bringing your spirit back to you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Yeah, there are a few other people talking about strange computer things that are happening when they're doing clearings. Bet says, today 60-minute timelines were ending after 20 or 30 minutes. Sometimes they take an hour or two, so I don't know what's going on here. I don't know if you mean they were ending, the timer ended, Bet, or your computer shut down, or quite what happened after 20 or 30 minutes, but that is a bit odd if you have the timer set for 60 minutes.
Went into a store today, and the guy at the counter said, well, this is really a weird day. He says, in fact, it's been weird for a few days, but he says that today everything is, you know, the employees are acting strange, He's getting strange phone calls from people. He's just seen a lot of weird things happening that normally would not be going on. He said, I wonder if it's a full moon or something. So maybe there is something else going on out there that we don't know about. But anyway, back to you, Carrie. I don't know. How's our time doing?
I have 56.
Okay.
So are we keeping going?
I don't know. Maybe we could, do we have any more questions?
Well, Romney's asking, what if you lose track of the time, the day, the month? Is that good?
That means, that means that you're probably in the moment. So one thing is, if you're not in the moment, then where are you, okay? But typically, if you're doing clearing and it's bringing you more into the moment each time you do clearing, then you will lose track of things like that. That's very, very common. So get a day planner and just be aware more consciously of what you're doing and make sure that you know what time it is in case you have an appointment or something. So, you know, but check your fingers, see where you are. You know, you can always lightly pinch yourself. You don't want to draw blood or anything or bruise your arm or something, but just have a little light pinch. And if for some reason you feel yourself kind of waking up or your body jerks, that means that you weren't here. And if you're not here, then naturally you will also lose track of time because you're not conscious of living here. But normally if you're doing clearings, the clearings will take away the time-based reality here on timelines, and then you're in the present moment. And when you're in the present moment, there's no time. So hopefully it's the latter here. And, you know, do get a day planner to see what's going on because you will and could lose track of, you know, your life a little bit. And that's normal when you're in the moment because you're not tied into judgment. You're not tied into duality. So being out of duality, everything is peaceful. So why not live in peace? That's the way you're made to live. That's what's supposed to be here is complete peace energy. Everything else is mind, which is the darkness. And you can still use, the energy of manifestation like you normally do, but just drop into your heart, but command your spirit to do so. So, I don't know if we can go on or not, if we have a show after us or not, but we could end right now unless you have a couple of questions. Maybe Don can ask or come on and see if... Okay, so we'll... Thank you, Don. So we'll... I think it was Don, not as his brother. They sound almost identical. So anyway, we'll say blessings to all of you. I don't want to out of the line here. So here we go, everybody. So blessings, and our next BBS program will be on, let's see, it'll be...
Monday
at 4 o'clock
mm-hmm.
Pacific Standard Time. So, we'll be back in New York on the 23rd at the New Life Expo of this month now in March. So, thank you, Carrie. Thank you, everybody. Blessings.
Thank
you. See you later.
Everybody.